Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a short vocal phrase and turning it into a warp jungle texture with crunchy sampler character inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not to keep the vocal clean or polished. We want attitude. We want something gritty, rhythmic, and hooky that can sit on top of a DNB drop like a percussion layer with personality. This is a really powerful Raga Elements technique because vocal chops can do a lot of musical work without cluttering the low end. They can answer the snare, fill the gaps between bass hits, and give the track that rude boy, jungle-flavored energy that makes a drop feel alive. So let's build this step by step. First, choose the right vocal, keep it short, ideally under 2 seconds, and pick something with character. A shout, a chant, a spoken phrase, or a raga-style ad-lib works best. You want strong consonants, clear vowel movement, and enough transient detail to chop up later. Think phrases like selecta, warning, run it, or any short hype line that already has some rhythm inside it. Drag that sample onto an audio track and turn warp on. For a full vocal phrase, start with Complex Pro. If the sample is already pretty rhythmic or chopped, beats can give you a more grainy, percussive feel. A good starting point is to trim the clip so it only uses the most useful part of the phrase. Don't try to keep the whole sentence. In this style, less is usually more. One strong micro phrase repeated with variation will hit harder than a long line that says too much. Now open clip view and start warping for rhythm instead of realism. That's the big mindset shift here. We are not trying to make the vocal sound natural. We're trying to make it groove. Place a few warp markers and exaggerate the timing a little. Pull one syllable slightly late so it drags against the drums. Push a consonant earlier so it acts like a pickup. If the phrase has a tail, stretch that tail so it stutters or leans into the next beat. This is where the texture starts to feel musical. A great jungle trick is to make the vocal answer the snare. So if your snare lands on 2 and 4, place a little chop right after the snare, then another response before the next kick or bass hit. That creates call and response, which is a huge part of Raga DNB energy. You're basically turning the vocal into a conversation with the break. If the phrase starts sounding too smooth, switch to beats mode and tighten it up. Try the transients around the middle range, and use a shorter preserve value like 1/16th or 1/8th, depending on the source. That can give the vocal a chunkier, more chopped, almost drum-like edge. And that edge is what makes it sit inside a fast DNB groove without feeling like a separate lead part. Once the warp feels good, it's time to slice it up. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients or by warp markers, depending on the source. This is where Ableton gets really fast and really fun, because now the vocal becomes playable like an instrument. Use either simpler or sampler logic depending on how much control you want. Simpler in slice mode is great for quick work and short hits. Sampler gives you more flexibility if you want tuning, longer tails, or more shaping. For this lesson, keep only the best 4 to 8 slices. Don't use every possible fragment. Be selective. Pick one sharp consonant hit, one mid-length vowel, one noisy tail, and maybe one rising or falling syllable. That small palette gives you a stronger groove and keeps the part focused. Now let's make it crunchy. Inside your sampler, set a tight envelope. Keep the attack fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Use a short release for tight chops, or a slightly longer one if you want the tail to breathe. Then shape the tone with the filter. Start by cutting the low end so the vocal doesn't fight the sub. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is usually a good move. You want this layer living in the mids and upper mids, not in the bass zone. After the sampler, start stacking stock Ableton effects to get grit. Saturator is a great first stop. Add a few dB of drive and turn on soft clip if you want the crunch to stay controlled. Then try overdrive for a more aggressive upper mid bite. A little redux can also be magic here, if you want some aliasing texture and that slightly busted digital edge. You do not need a lot. Tiny amounts often sound better than smashing it to death. If the vocal still feels too clean, make a parallel chain. Keep one version clearer and more mid-focused, then create a second copy and distort it harder. Blend the dirty one underneath the main one. That gives you attitude without losing all the intelligibility. This is especially useful in darker DNB, where you want the vocal to cut, but you don't want it to become fizz or noise. Now program the rhythm in MIDI. This part matters a lot. The vocal should interact with the drums, not just float over them. Put hits right after the snare, in the gaps between ghost notes, and as pickups into the next bar. A nice pattern might have one chop on the first beat, after the kick, another on the end of 2, then a response after the snare, and maybe the tail leading into bar 2. That kind of placement makes the part feel locked to the break. If you're working with a classic breakbeat, Don't duplicate the drum pattern exactly. Let the vocal answer it. Leave some space during busy ghost note sections so the break can stay readable. That tiny bit of breathing room is what keeps the whole thing from turning into mid-range mush. You can also add a subtle groove if needed. A little MPC-style swing or extracted groove from your break can help the vocal feel like part of the same performance. Keep the groove amount modest though. You want human feel, not sloppy timing. Now let's make it move over time. Static vocal chops get old fast, especially across 8 or 16 bars. So automate the texture. Open up the filter over a build, then close it down again for a more focused drop section. You can also automate saturate or drive up slightly in the second half of a phrase to add urgency. If you want a more dramatic effect, use utility to widen the higher layer while keeping the low mid content tighter and more centered. For a darker, more industrial flavor, put another filter after distortion and use a bandpass or notch style sweep that can turn the vocal into an unstable, eerie artifact. For more rag-forward vibe, alternate between closed and open filter states in a call and response pattern with the bassline. The key is to make the movement intentional. DNB is already fast, so your automation should create shape, not chaos. Let's talk space, because this is where a lot of people overdo it. Vocal textures in DNB need to live in the upper mids without masking the snare crack or blurring the bass. So use delay and reverb carefully. A short synced echo, like a 16th note or dotted eighth, can add bounce if it's filtered well. A small reverb, maybe under a second of decay, can work on intro or transition sections, but in the drop keep things mostly dry. Send effects are usually better than inserting huge reverb directly on the channel, because you can control the blend more precisely. If the vocal gets smeary, reduce the feedback, shorten the decay, or trim or low end out of the effect return. The mix has to leave room for sub and snare impact. If the texture is too wet, the whole drop loses punch. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Test the vocal against the snare by itself first. Mute the bass and ask, does the vocal still groove with the drum? If it works with just the snare, it'll probably sit even better once the bass is back in. That's a quick way to check whether the chop selection is strong enough. Another good habit is to leave tiny silences on purpose. Those little gaps matter a lot in jungle and ragga DNB. A chopped vocal with spaces between hits feels intentional. A constant stream of fragments usually feels messy. Let the silence be part of the hook. If you want to go a level deeper, build two personalities out of the same vocal. Keep one layer dry and mid-range focused for rhythm clarity, and create a second layer pitched down a few semitones or form and shifted lower for weight. Then blend that darker layer in only on key phrases or final hits. That split personality approach is super effective in heavier rollers and neuro-leaning tracks. You can also try a reverse response move. Reverse a short tail or vowel fragment and place it before a chop. That little suction effect makes a great transition cue before a snare hit or a new section. It's a small detail, but in jungle and rag arrangement language, small details go a long way. Once the sound is working, save the whole thing as a rack. That's how you turn a one-time experiment into a reusable rag elements tool. Map macro controls for things like filter cutoff, saturation drive, delay feedback, formant or pitch shift, dry and dirty blend, and width. Then you can drag in a new vocal later and instantly put it in the same tonal world. For arrangement, think in simple shapes. An intro version can be more filtered, more spacious, and more distant. Then your drop version can be tighter, crunchier, and more percussive. You can even duplicate the track and mute one or the other depending on the section. That gives you a fast A and B strategy without rebuilding the whole sound every time. If you want to practice this properly, spend 10 to 20 minutes making a two-bar texture. Find a short vocal with attitude, warp it, exaggerate one or two timing points, slice it to a MIDI track, build a four-slice pattern that answers the snare, add EQ, saturator, and a little delay or reverb, then automate the filter across the second bar. Export a quick loop and listen to it in context with your drums and bass. Then make one version for the intro and one for the drop. The big idea here is simple: warp the vocal for rhythm, not realism. Slice it into a small, useful set of chops. Crunch it with saturation and filtering. Make it interact with the break and bassline. Keep the low end clean, the space controlled, and the movement deliberate. And once you find a chain that works, save it. That way, you've got a repeatable vocal weapon ready for future DNB sessions. Now go make that vocal talk back to the snare.